The word church has six letters. Each of the speakers tonight will use a letter from the word church for their lesson. An important thing to note is church is not a place. The church is the people. There are many people in the world, so how do we know which ones are part of what the Bible calls the church? The Greek word for church is ekklesia, which means the called out ones. My lesson is about the first letter in church, C. The C stands for called out people. If people in the church are called out, then they must be people that have gone from one place to another. These places describe the life they are living. They left their life to join a new life in the church. All of us that are in the church are the called out ones. We have been called out of the world. Before we became part of the church, we were of the world, but we left that life and we're not of this world anymore. If you would like to, turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, to see how the Bible describes the church. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." The Bible didn't just say God called you. The Bible says God called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Let us take a look at another verse, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8 states, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord." Here, the Bible says you were once darkness. This means that we were called out of the darkness and have entered the light. We know we were called, but who called us? Or maybe we should be asking what called us? We weren't individually called or spoken to by God. God left a message for everyone that they can all answer. We were all called the same way. To find out how we were called, let's look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 14. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 14 reads, "To which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ." Here we can see that the gospel is what calls us. The way God speaks and calls to us today is through the Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17 helps us to understand that God wants us to come out of the world and be separate from the world. The Bible tells us everything we need to know to be able to do that. We now know what it means to be part of the church, but why would someone want to become part of his church? Well, you can only be saved by being part of the church, and everyone in the church is saved. In the second chapter of Acts, we read about the beginning of the church. In verse 38, we read that people repented and were baptized, which saved them of their sins. If you would like to turn with me, I will be reading in Acts chapter 2, verse 41. Acts chapter 2, verse 41 says, "Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them." So the church is what saved people were added to. So what were they added to? Well, if we go down just six verses to verse 47, we can see that it says, "And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved." So the "them" stated in the other verse, or what they were added to, is the church. The Bible tells us this in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23, again, where it is written, "He is the Savior of the body." The "he" is Jesus in this case. And Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23 teach us that to be saved by the Savior, you must be part of the church, which is Jesus' body. We now understand that the church is comprised of God's people, who were called from the darkness of the world into the light of his church. If you are in God's church already, then that is great. But if you aren't already part of the church, then I hope the lessons brought to you this evening will help you to decide to join us in the church.